This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The best example of this Ibadur Rahman is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we find always encouraging ourselves. Read the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether it be major affairs or minor affairs. When he entered into Mecca, conquering Mecca, powerful identity, powerful individual, he never lowered himself for the people. He never lowered himself to show them humility. He lowered himself that his blessed neck was touching the neck of the riding beast. Tawadu'an lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lowered his neck, his blessed neck, as a sign of humility, as a sign of subservience, acceptance, victory today. Fat Mecca, opening of Mecca, isn't that we should boast about it, that we should show arrogance and pride. He lowered it to show humility that this is the ultimate blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We're giving this manifest victories be given to you. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. When a victory of Allah and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Minor things. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, idha kana jalisan bayna ashabihi. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if he was sitting with his companions, someone entered, a strange individual. Ma ta'rif man huwa ar-rasul. No one could recognize. No one could recognize who was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Jalis bayna ashabihi. No one could recognize his clothing, his dress, his way of reclining. No one could tell who is the Prophet alayhi salam amongst his companions. Fasa'alu ayna ar-rasul. They asked, where is the Prophet? Where is your messenger? Where is he? There he is sitting right amongst his companions. Adi bin Hatim. لما دخل الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, who's from the Christians, he entered into Islam. When he entered amongst the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, فقدم له وسادة, he pushed his cushion to him. He pushed it again and said, recline on this. فمن ذلك عرفت أنه ليس بملك. I knew that this individual isn't a king. This person doesn't want power. He doesn't want authority. He lives a simple life. He lives a simple life that no one can make a distinction who this individual is. But he was the ultimate individual. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّا غَلِيظُ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you was lenient, you was soft, you was kind, you was good to the people around you. You was never oppressive towards them. You never harsh towards the people around you. Likewise, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The end of Surah At-Tawbah. There's come a messenger from amongst your own self. It harms him, you don't come towards guidance. That's how Muslims should be. A Muslim should be upset that Muslims are not responding to the call. Muslims are answering to the call. Muslims are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a moment of pride, of arrogance. It's a moment of worry. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I never sent you except for mercy to mankind. That's what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was. That's the qudwa.